something happening here. But what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I'm C.J. Layton, coming to you from inside the secret broadcast cave of the Phantom Radio Studio in Lake Wales, Florida, home of the premier radio bowling talk show. PBA Hall of Famer Len Nicholson was instrumental in developing the PBA Lane Maintenance Program in 1971, and it is still referred to today. He was a founding member of the Bowling Foundation, which was created to find solutions to scoring issues in bowling. Len has been with the Kegel Company since 1995. He was also a recipient of the bowling industry's Flowers for the Living Award and the John Davis Award in recognition for his contributions to the sport. And now the Phantom and his friends are hosting the Phantom Radio Junior Bowling Club. The Phantom will tell you more. So, Phantom fans, let's welcome our host, Len Nicholson, the Phantom.
Well, thank you, CJ. And a reminder that Phantom Radio is presented by the Kegel Company, the number one lane maintenance company in the world. Well, Phantom fans, this week we have yet another very special guest to talk to as we continue to interview who's who in the world of bowling. And our guest this week is a man that I met several years ago at Bowl Expo in Las Vegas. He was helping my friend and bowling writer, Jackie Wyckoff, with her work in the booth. And I observed them for a few days, and I loved his sense of humor and his personality. And he treated everybody with respect, and he seemed to know everyone besides being a tireless worker. Well, later, I found him to be a great father and husband, and I knew he was needed to be in this project that we soon came about, starting the Junior Bowling Program. So I brought him on board as a volunteer with the Phantom Radio Junior Bowling Club. So Phantom fans, here is Brian Hirsch. Hi, Brian, and welcome back to Phantom Radio.
Hello, Phantom and your listeners. It's always a pleasure to be back and a very happy one-year anniversary as we just turned one with the Junior Bowling Club.
Yes, we did, you know, and they said it couldn't be done, but we've done it. And as of today, we're up to 166 members, and we're always looking for more. There's no charge to be in our club, but we're going to talk a little bit more about that later, so you might want to get your pens and pencils and papers ready because we are going to have some information to give you later on. But, you know, first of all, I got to ask you how your wife's doing, Amber. I know she's gone through a few health issues, but I hope that you have some good news for us.
Yeah, she has. And, yeah, definitely have some great news for those that are listening or hearing me on the show for the first time. My wife was diagnosed back in 2017 with stage 4 colon cancer. Fast forward to current day, no news is good news. Everything is status quo. Doctors like where she's at, to the point that hopefully in another couple of months, she's going to be getting back out on the lanes. So we're looking forward to having the whole family back out on the lanes.
That's awesome. Yeah, so that's about 7 years of hell, I'm sure. Off and on, but next I want to ask you about your little lefty Mason. I know he's getting bigger and bigger, but I want our listeners to get to know him a little bit. He's an absolute bowling nut, right? And how old is he now?
He's 11.
Wow. So I know his average has been going up because you're a typical great daddy. You send all the stuff that he does out all the time, and every week he bowls in tournaments or in leagues, and you send out his averages. Give us a rundown of how he's coming along.
Oh, Phantom, I'll tell you what, it's probably one of the hardest things is to be the proud dad and also play the coach role at the same time. I just want to thank those in our inner circle that help me with Mason in times that we're kind of butting heads. But to answer that question, yeah, he's definitely a bowling nut. Current days, talking about being on the PBA. He can't wait to watch the PBA All-Star Clash this coming weekend. Loves to bowl. Has rarely ever said no to a tournament. We're out here in Wisconsin, and he is a member of the Wisconsin Youth Bowlers Tour. And we're having our monthly tour stop coming up this weekend. So we'll have those scores, as you mentioned, out on his socials. He is at facebook.com/MasonHirschBolin for those that want to follow him. But he's an 11-year-old lefty, just loves to throw the ball. If there's something that he can bowl in the area, he is all for it. This year, he's going to be bowling a couple of national events to kind of get his feet wet. He has bowled the Youth Open, which coincides with Junior Gold the last couple of years, but he is going to be bowling as the LBC, the PBA LBC, has opened up a youth division. He will be bowling that at the national level, and Bolero has a tournament circuit, if you will. Bolero Youth Classic, I believe is what it's called. He's going to be jumping in on that event when it comes down by us in Illinois.
That's awesome. So why don't you just give us your Facebook page too, because you've got a lot of information on there. You've got as much information as anybody. So let us have that, all right?
Sure, absolutely. I definitely try to share, as you mentioned, in the open. I am a member. Actually, I sit on the board of directors for IBMA, which those that don't know, that's the International Bowling Media Association. So if you want to, feel free. You can find me at facebook.com/onefrombills. That's onefrombills. And just a little side note to where I kind of got that handle or tag from. That was bestowed upon me upon my first time of having my front 11, and I shot 299. You can assume where one from Bills got conceived.
Okay, so, you know, I tease you a lot. I'm a teaser, and, you know, the guys, I've come up with a theory. It's not really a theory. It's just something I've observed over the years. You know, you get a few women together, and they talk for 15 minutes, and they know everybody's birthday. They know everybody's grandmother's name. They know all kind of recipes. Women talk. Men don't talk. Yeah, you can meet a guy for the first time on the concourse, and you can watch three games before you even say anything to the guy. But one thing I found out is men, that if they like each other, they tease each other. So I'm a big teaser, and I love to tease you because you're easy. You're a big guy, and I know you can take it. And I tell my son that when I tease him, I'm just toughening you up. But how many jobs do you have?
That pay me or that I am a part of?
Well, let's start with that you're a part of.
So, yeah, obviously, the more you tease, the more you love. I must be loved more than your son, Chris, at this point. But in the industry, as I alluded to, I am on the member of IBMA. I sit on the board of directors. I also have the prestige honor of being on the amateur staff for 3G Shoes, Storm Bowling Products, Vice Inserts, and I am bowling the Jersey Company out of Las Vegas. For those of you that are looking for a great deal, use my last name, Hirsch. You'll get 20% off the entire order minus the bowling ball equipment from iambowling.com.
All right. Well, you didn't even mention it. You're also a volunteer with our group here, Phantom Radio Junior Bowling Club.
You're right, but you know what? That's not work. That is a passion. I mean, if it's youth related, I'm jumping into the deep end. I'm doing whatever you can. That's what you have me do, what we do off camera and off of the social media that the people don't see. That's love. You know, I love calling you at 3 o'clock in the morning because it's 5 o'clock in the morning my time. Up, and just because I have a question about how we're going to do something, it's for the kids. As you said, we're going to send some information out a little bit later in the show, but it's free. If you're a youth bowler, you're under 18, jump onto the website, make sure that you are enrolling. We'll get you a sticker, membership, a welcome letter from you, the Phantom. They can earn some other gifts.
Yeah, we send all the new members a gift of some kind, bowling, whatever, stuff that we've grabbed along the way. And we've also got a few boosters that we're proud of. And we're going to start a fundraiser. We've already started it, but we haven't really announced it a lot. But we've got these beautiful towels with a Phantom Junior logo on there. We're going to really start to portray that a lot more. Just things take time to do. But talking about tournaments, I know you're also involved, I'm pretty sure, with the Junior Gold. It's a major junior tournament in the country. I'm sure there are others, right?
Yeah, there is. I am one of the helper bees that USBC calls in that helps out with Junior Gold. I have the role as a scorer, so I get in probably to the center 5 a.m. and I would guess that I leave half hour to 45 minutes after the last ball's thrown on the fourth squad. So my hours, I tell people I'm in the center from about 5 a.m. to about midnight. And it is just making sure all the scores are accurately logged, saved on bowl.com. To your point, yeah, there's a number of other events, and I kind of talked about a couple of them when I was speaking about Mason, but I am also going to be working the LBC for the second year. That's taken place this year. It has moved from Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, down to the outer area of the Chicago area. You can hit up the PBA website for more information on the LBC tournament. But I will be working that event, and then Mason will bowl the Bolero Youth Classic kind of series of tournaments throughout the U.S. that they're putting on.
Okay, well, earlier in the show, actually before the show even started, we were talking about some of the highlights of what we do and some of these other web podcasts that are out there. A lot of times I find that they talk over people's heads. You know, they talk about things that the pros talk about, but we have a lot of listeners that don't even bowl. They're parents of bowlers or their grandparents of bowlers. And I noticed one of the podcasts the other night, they're talking about, oh, the ball was pushing down the lane. And I got a note from one of the ladies. She says, I'm a grandma. I've been bowling for 60 years. I don't know what push means, you know. And so here we are. We're trying to teach people everything. And you come up with these initials. LBC. You're talking about LBC. What's LBC, Pards?
So League Bowler Certification. That's the certification with league bowlers that are affiliated and bowl within the Bolero centers.
Okay, well, that's good. You know, that's something we just passed along some information. And I know you know that Sherry with the Balls and Babes, we have a little article out there on Wednesdays. People ask all kind of questions. And like I tell everybody, there's no question that's a simple question or a bad question. If you need to know something, go ahead and ask somebody. I can't imagine how many thousands of questions I've asked people. I travel around the country, talking to lane men, talking about distributors, talking about all kind of things. That's the only way to learn anything. Nobody invents everything. You have to ask somebody about something. So that's what I come up with, is questions. Anybody has a good question, even if it's a bad question, we will answer it. So I wanted to get that cleared up, because you know everybody and you know everything, but we need people to know, like John Davis said to me, we need people to know what you know. So now I'm going to drag that out of you. We need to know what you know.
Right. Hey, and I am, if I could share just a nugget of information, I'm happy to do it. You did mention Balls and Babes do have the Ask the Phantom question on their page. I think, you know, if you're a bowler and you're listening to the show, make sure that you join that group on Facebook. It's facebook.com/groups/ballsandbabesbowlin. And on a side note, I'm actually part of her six-team sponsored team for the Open Championship. So I'm hoping to see you in April when I'm at South Point bowling the Open Championships.
Geez, that's only a month or so away. You know, I'll try to get there, but I don't know if they let me out too much of Kegel. I still work for Kegel, and I'm still hoping to go to Bull Expo. You know, I went to 24 of those straight 24 years, but I didn't go last year. Ever since the pandemic and everything, they've kind of cut back a lot. So I haven't been doing much traveling, but yeah, I'd love to see you bowl. As a matter of fact, I haven't seen you for about 5 years since I saw you with Jackie. Do you remember when the date was of that?
I don't, but you, I don't remember the year, but you received the, I'm trying to remember which award you received that year. That was the last time I saw you at Bowl Expo.
Yeah, I think I got the Giant Bird Award from a couple of the pro bowlers on the tour. But
you got that for many years.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's for sure. You know, they talk about lane men, you know, which I was for several years. In fact, I quit that miserable job 5 times. They kept bringing me back. But it's kind of like an umpire, you know. The only difference is you got to go out there at 4 a.m. and do the lanes before they bowl. At least an umpire gets to see the play before he makes a call, you know. Is it a ball? Is it a strike? Was it inside, outside? Was it high-low? You got to see it. Doing lanes, you got to do it before they bowl. That really makes it difficult. So anyway.
Oh, absolutely.
I want to get to know about your game a little bit, because you're talking about you're giving lessons to your son and you help people with their game. You better know something about bowling before you can start giving lessons. So What kind of a caliber bowler were you at your highest point?
A really good amateur bowler, definitely not suitable for the regional circuit, if you will. But as we get older, family comes into play, life comes into play. I mean, currently made fun of me about this, but I'm kind of re-eventing myself through Mason because I'm now the once a week I bowl 3 games, and my practice sessions are usually the 10-15 minutes before the lights come on for score. But as I alluded to a moment ago, I have the Open Championships coming up. So the nice thing is I bring a Wisconsin team down. So the center we bowl at, Sheridan Lanes out of Kenosha, they will put out some longer patterns for us just to kind of stay loose and seeing the ball, you know, react or ball motion a little bit later, something that's going to be similar. But of course, as we all know, nobody's going to know identically what the pattern is at the Open Championships until about a week after the tournament concludes. But lessons, I don't really do that as much as you said. My current paying job, I'm a merchandiser. So I'm out and about fairly early, and after doing a handful of resets at different stores, my body tells me you ain't going to throw a ball today. So now I'm not out on the lanes as much as I want to, but I enjoy coaching Mason, but I also coach the youth program in which he does bowl at Sheridan. So I appreciate everything that Griffins have afforded to myself and my family to get some extra time on the lanes if and when we can.
Well, you know, it's a small world, and bowling, it's a very small community. Even though we're spread out, you know, we're over 50 states. You were involved in bowling when you were in Arizona. I was in Arizona for a while, and I've done a little research on you. I heard that you've had some pretty good games and some pretty good series. So go ahead and brag a little bit. What's your highest accomplishment in bowling?
Myself, I have 10 300s, five 800s with 846 being my highest. I did that in a stepladder format to win a Scratch Masters title.
Well, 846, that's darn good for 4 games.
Yeah, I was wondering why everybody was so happy. They were buying me drinks, and I realized I only bowled 3 games for that set.
Well, I'm glad you remember me giving you a hard time, because as I've said before, especially on this show, I mentioned it, when you really love a guy as a friend, you know, you gotta tease him. Guys tease guys, and that's basically it. So you know, want to talk a little bit about our junior program. In fact, I'm going to beg you a little bit to offer some information. Give our listeners, because now they got a pen and pencil and paper, give them the website, how to go see our website.
Yeah, absolutely. The website is actually brand new. And again, I want to thank, and we would like to thank everybody down at Kegel for allowing us to have a space on their platform to host this. But our enrollment and information page is kegel.net/PhantomJR. And then once you go there, like I said, it's a free entry, if you will, to join the membership. And we list every youth bowler that has joined, as well as once a month, we've promised the fans of the Phantom Radio show, we will highlight one kid once a month, and you can go back into that section. And we have a tab that says kids on the show. You could always go back if you want. You could go back and listen to Mason, who we've talked about. He was the number one membership when we started this program. And if I may just take a second, one of our female youth bowlers, Caitlin Abaganya, which I know you are very familiar with this young lady. I just saw on the socials that she has made a college acceptance and she's going to be going to Vanderbilt. So Caitlin, I hope you're listening. Abaganya family, I hope you're listening. We love you guys and congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment to be able to get into that school and bowl for that squad.
Yeah, she's an accomplished player. As you mentioned, Mason, he was our charter member number one, and we had a goal of getting 50 charter members, and we did that. And then we made a goal of 100, and we got 100, and that was another really good bowler, Rush Steen. He's going to be a superstar down the road somewhere. As I said, you can go to that website, and you'll see all seven kids that have been on the show. And we just pick them, you know, not through their basic talent, just how much they love the game, because that's what we do. We've got a passion for the game, and we know the kids that join, they have a passion for the game themselves. And I answer a lot of questions. A lot of them send me notes, you know, thank you for this, thank you for that. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I still got the passion myself. I'm not a gold medal coach, but I've been around a long time. Very happy to pass along as much information as I can. So we also have a mission statement on our website. And as you mentioned, we have all 166 members listed on there. I think I'd mentioned this before, but I'm going to do it again. When I was a kid in high school, you know, I was playing football and baseball and all that. And the local newspaper would have your name in there. I had run down to the newspaper. I was so happy to see my name in the paper as a kid. And I'm getting that feedback from our juniors. Oh, geez, thanks. You know, I never thought I belong to five groups. This is the only one that ever mentions my name. Thank you very much. Blah, blah, blah. And you can just see the kids beaming. So that's what we're here for, to promote the juniors. And who knows, someday we might have a big tournament just like the junior gold and all those that if we get enough members, we get enough sponsorship, we're going to do something like that down the road, because we have some long range goals too. But anyway, before we close the show, Brian, I'm going to give you the stage and whatever you want to say, go for it. You got about another minute.
I appreciate it. Once again, Phantom, it is always a pleasure to grace yourself on the show. We do a lot of work, like I mentioned, behind the scenes for the Junior Bowling Club. It's free. Let the passion of our love for the kids shine on social media. Again, look up the social media for the Phantom Junior Bowling Club. Just go right over to the website. And that's, again, kegel.net/PhantomJR. I'd like to, if I may, just take a moment once again to thank my sponsors that allow me to do what I do on and off the lanes. And again, it's Storm Bowling Products on the Storm side, 3G Shoes, Vice Inserts, and I Am Bowling.
Fantastic. And I also want to thank our sponsors, Storm Bowling, and also Brad Edelman from the High Rollers, and mention our other two volunteers, Sam Villarreal, he's that artist that does all the caricatures, and also Dave Kowalski, he's the guy that gave us the seed money. He's a Hall of Fame coach from up in Michigan, and we love them all. So for Phantom Radio, thank you, Brian. This is the Phantom.
When you're down and troubled, and you need some love and care, and nothing, well, nothing is going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon